At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Soon, the world's top video gamers are going to be able to call themselves Olympians. It's happening. Nope, it's going to happen. You can't fight it. The International Olympic Committee just...
Dang, they hating already.
...esports games. You know it's going to do well. The first event is going to be in Saudi Arabia next year. Olympic officials have held several esports related events.
He is not impressed.
No word yet, though, on which games are going to be included for that inaugural event. This is going to make Jesse Hawila very happy, which makes it make me not happy. But whatever.
All right, so of course, as you heard, esports is coming to the Olympics. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we might as well clap it up because gamers, we have finally made it to the point where we can call ourselves Olympic athletes. Long time coming. The most enjoyable pastime for many throughout planet Earth is now being entered into the esports arena. Now, despite those people who is announcing having so much vitriol and hatred in their hearts, personally, I think it's a great move, especially for the International Olympic Committee, which is the IOC, of course, to include this because of the many other sports that's a little bit more of the boring side. Now, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, right? But race walking being a sport, I'm not going to lie to you. I think we could do without it. But hey, that's just me, right? You know, at the end of the day, equestrian events, shooting sports, break dancing. There's a lot of sports in the Olympics that make you look at it and it's just like, well, we just letting anything in nowadays. So with esports always being a pivotal competitive scene globally, I think it's only right that they have it at the Olympics. Because if you don't know, the 2024 Paris Olympics just concluded. Now, who came out on top? Well, I'm kind of disappointed you asked, because let me tell you something. This right here, ladies and gentlemen, is what you call world dominance. Now, I know it may say we're tied with China for the gold medal count, which is technically 40, because we have 40, China has 40. So we tied with China. But as far as overall, we had 126 medals. And the second closest was China, with a count of 91 total medals. So with that being said, it's very interesting when you get into the landscape of esports, because that's just going to add to the overall dynamic and the overall diverse palette that's offered during the Olympics. So let me take this off the screen. Actually, let me leave that up there right now. So anyways, you can watch that. You can look at the total medal count if you don't see it. Of course, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. But basically, now, ladies and gentlemen, the competitive video gaming scene will be brought to the Olympics. And you may be wondering, what are they going to play? Well, a lot of the games like MOBAs are being considered, like League of Legends. First person shooters like Valorant, CSGO, Fortnite. Those are some games to keep in mind when pondering why in the world would they have esports at the Olympics? Because those games, if I do say so myself, it's very entertaining to watch the best of the best go at it. So esports have always been getting so much hatred. I mean, even in the video I played at the beginning, they had hate in their heart. You know, they had to let that go. They have to let that go at some point. But there's always been a debate on whether esports should be considered a sport. Does it involve strategy to the point where it's considered like an actual honorable event to label yourself an athlete? But just like some sports, I believe esports, well, not some, just like all sports, I believe esports requires a certain amount of extensive training and preparation. It's not just show up and you can place top 10 in your local gaming tournament. Usually you have to put some sort of preparation into the specific video game you're about to play. Because if you don't even know about the history of esports in the Olympics, it actually made its first appearance back in 2018 in the Winter Olympics, being the first electronic event to display the Olympic emblem when considering the location that it was at. I don't know how to pronounce this, so I'm just going to let this AI read it off. But this is the location where it was at.
Pyeongchang Winter Olympics.
Yeah, so whatever the AI bot just said, it was Pyeongchang. I think that's how she said it. But anyways, so it was in that location where esports made its first appearance in the Olympics all the way back in 2018. So this is nothing new for esports to get recognized on this global scale. And then also, the virtual series back in 2021 marked the IOC's next step, featuring simulations of traditional Olympic sports. And then just recently, we had the Asian Games 2023, where the medals were awarded for 7 esports titles, including League of Legends. That's why esports coming to the Olympics is not just an unfathomable idea, right? It's been around for quite some time. People are just now giving it attention, even though gaming is one of those industries where even in a recession, it was climbing the ranks as far as popularity, because guess what? People was inside, and what can you do inside that's like top tier entertainment to pass time? So recession proof, always a top 3 option when it comes to enjoyable pastime with your friends. And now they are being honored in their respective light as athletes, because of course, just like any sport, it takes a lot of preparation and dedication to be good at that specific or whatever game you're trying to be a pro in. So with the esports industry, you have to acknowledge that with the Olympics including it, it would definitely attract more tech sponsors from that field and increase certain investments on the business aspect as far as the marketing strategies. Because if you don't know, when you bring new competitive opportunities to the overall Olympic brand, now a lot more sponsors are going to want to get involved to touch a different demographic that they never was exposed to. So that being said, the biggest thing to note when it comes to esports in the Olympic context is that this is a phenomenal idea. This is one of the more premier ideas I've seen from the Olympics. And we're going to have, I mean, if you think about the shooting contest, which I kind of made a joke about, but the shooting sports at the Olympics did have a standout figure, as far as it was some old guy with like gray hair, but basically it was like all these glasses and stuff that his competitors was wearing. And he's over here placing, I don't know if he placed number one, but I think he definitely placed in the top 3. And he didn't have any of those enhancements, the glasses, the hide one eye, like he didn't have any of that. So he was a standout amongst the internet simply for the fact that he basically said he didn't need all them extra gadgets. So he was a huge standout from an event that was widely considered boring, because you're just watching people shoot and it's the pace is very slow. You would think a shooting event would be more exciting, but the structure of it, because of course they have to be safe, right? But the structure of it was very boring, to say the least. And some of the standouts is from sports that I know for a fact most y'all do not watch in your free time. I mean, Simone Biles being the oldest U.S. all-around champion in history and clinching her third Olympic berth. As far as dominance in her specific sport, y'all can't tell me 3 to 4 other athletes other than Simone Biles. So when it comes to that specific sport, now you start to realize that there could be figureheads like a Simone Biles from the gaming space, the esports space, that could take the Olympics to a whole nother level. I mean, Katie Ledecky, Sha'Carri Richardson is one of those to where I don't know anybody who is actively looking up certain athletes in that field. But when Sha'Carri Richardson popped up and basically made her claim as the fastest woman in the world, then everybody started to pay more attention simply for the amount of personality and charisma that she brought to the sport. It's always those who bring the most attention to the sport that ends up uplifting the overall event. Without your Simone Biles, your Katie Ledecky, your Sha'Carri Richardson, your Steph Currys, your Rachel Glenns, your Max Irvins, you wouldn't really have a overall feel that the Olympics was going on. But because you have standout icons in their respective sport, no matter if you watch the sport outside of the Olympics or not, you're engaged and invested in the entire event. So that's why I think esports coming to Olympics is such a great thing. And obviously this won't happen till 2025 to 2023 in Saudi Arabia, but where it will be held. So with that being said, I think the overall inclusion of esports is a great thing for the overall Olympic brand. So one more time for my people over at Analytic Dreams Video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. Let's just look at this total, the final end count for the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics. And as you can see, USA remains unequivocally the best overall when it comes to Olympic sports. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about the Olympic Games adding esports, and what game would you like to see the most at the 2025 Olympics?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.